Do you feel like you're in a creative recession? Do you feel as if your creativity is being drained or you're just not creative at all? I have the way for you to be able to, one, get out of your creative funk, or if you don't feel like you're creative at all, being able to create an environment that fosters creativity. And I spill all the sauce in this episode. Let's get it. What's going on, Sippers? It's your boy Pop, and welcome to another episode of the Sip Report. Yes. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, so I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. Just want to thank you for the downloads. I want to thank you for the showing the last few episodes love. Can you imagine? It's already 4 episodes in, and we rocking and rolling. So what we're going to be getting into this particular episode, I think, is extremely imperative and important if we're going to be able to get to a space where we're able to consistently create content. I know what it feels like to be burned out creatively. I know what it feels like to just run out of ideas, just feel like, and even having ideas, but just not having the creative juices flowing enough to be able to make those ideas or turn those ideas into something that's creative, something that's eye-catching, something that is attention-grabbing. So I'm speaking to you from a place of a person who has most certainly been there and done that. And so what I want to share with you in this episode is 3 ways that you can begin to create a creative space, right, with little to no money at all. So let's go ahead and get into it. The very first thing, and I got my notes today. So the very first thing that I want us to think about, I want you to think about, is repurposing existing space. Okay, so repurposing, so take a corner of a room, an area in your home, and transform it into a dedicated workplace, okay? Use items you already have, like a desk table or even an old coffee table, and add personal touches of artwork, motivational quotes, plants, you name it, right? Anything that can get you motivated and inspired, and rearrange your furniture and declutter so that this way you'll be able to create a fresh creative vibe. If you have already, if you're one who has already kind of been creative and you had a creative space and for whatever reason it was overtaken or, you know, it just changed for whatever reason, maybe revisiting that space may be nostalgic for you. That might be something that you want to consider doing. Maybe it's been cluttered. Maybe, like, for instance, I used to create content downstairs in my basement, but now I got this, so we started to rearrange the basement, so it's stuff everywhere around there. It's cluttered, right? And so what I have to then begin to do, and I just haven't really gotten into my mind to start to declutter it yet. And so thank God I have this outlet where I have my studio where I can come and create while I kind of transition and recreate that space. But if you don't have the privilege like I do, right, you know what I mean, to just be able to go to a studio to create your content, then you can find yourself stuck. So maybe revisit that space that once used to feed you creatively and use things that you already have. A lot of the times we are trying to, oh, well, you know, we're putting stuff off. Oh, well, I got to get a new lamp, or I got to get a new this, or, you know, I'm going to use this space, but I need to get a new chair. I got to get a new carpet. You know what I mean? And what ends up happening is we end up never getting that. And then that space that we could be occupying, we just end up putting clothes there, and we end up putting this there and that there, and the kids are putting toys there, or the dog is putting blankets over there. And before you know it, you have months and weeks and months have passed, and you still have not dealt with that space and created that space, and now it has just become an extension of your closet. That then makes you more overwhelmed, because that's one more thing that you have to do, right? And because you don't necessarily have the things that you want to put in the space, now you're even hesitant to even create the space, right? And so it becomes a perpetual cycle of you not executing, right? And then feeling bad about it, and then beating yourself up about it, and then you're just spinning in this circle, not making any changes, and ultimately not moving forward. So you're going to get deeper into a creative slump. You're going to even potentially get to a point where you're not creating content at all, right? And then that's going to make you feel terrible as well, because you feel as if you're not doing all that you can to promote your brand and your business. Identify a spot in your house either that you have used already or that maybe is just vacant. So you can start very minimal for right now, but you want to have a space that is designated. So when you begin to train your mind that when I go to this space, it's time to create. Another thing that you can do is you can leverage natural light and outdoors, okay? Believe it or not, fresh air, sunshine, right? Getting out of the four walls of a building, you'll be surprised what that can do for you creatively. And shout out to Brock Johnson, a really cool creator on Instagram. He's actually said, he ran some tests, and he actually said that he found, I forgot what the source is that he found it in. I'm going to be honest with you. Maybe if I find it, I'll put it in. When I edit this, I'll sneak it in there. But if not, you could research it yourself. You can, you know, go to Google or maybe even go to ChatGPT, wherever it is that you search for your information, you can go there. And what he was saying was, is that it's shown that people, that content that is created outside does better. There was this guy, on Instagram, older gentleman, and his hook is, friendly reminder, and he says friendly reminder, and then he gives you, you know, literally a sentence, right? That is something poignant, that is something potent regarding your life and how you can better your life and how you can improve yourself, right? And improve your situation, your circumstance, your environment, right? I think his videos are maybe no more than 30 seconds tops, right? 25 to 30 seconds. But every single video, he must hike, because every single video he has a backpack on or he has his hat on, but he's walking up a trail or down a trail, but every single video he's walking, right? And this guy is literally getting hundreds of thousands, and he's going viral many a times over, right? So he may not necessarily feel that he's creative. However, he has a catchy hook, and he has the beautiful scenic nature behind him to add extra ingredients and more co-stars to his content. So you can utilize nature to be a co-star in your content, even if you don't feel as if you're that creative. Allow nature to do it. And the third and last thing that you can consider is to use free tools, right? For atmosphere. So hey, look, you may not necessarily be able to get a space. If you can't have a physical space, then you can create a atmosphere. And you could do that by tapping into really dope creators, whether on YouTube or Instagram. If they have podcasts, you could tap into their podcast, right? So if you can't get to a space of creativity, then you can make it a point to, in your transitions, in as my pastor would say, the vicissitudes of life, right? You can, if you have a cell phone, if you have some earbuds or even some corded earphones, which I got because I wear them things to the gym, because for some reason, hey, tell Apple to holler at me, man. Because for some reason, the new generation earbuds don't fit in my ears. I don't know if I just got small ear canal or whatever. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they need to create like a, I don't know, but the first generation drains work for me, and the corded, the plug-in headset works for me fine, but the new generation, like, I can't keep them in my ear to save my life. But anyway, I digress. As you're going through your day, if you can put your earbud in and tap into some creative podcasts, right, of some creators who are doing some really, really cool things, myself, right here with the SIP report show, you can tap in with me. There's a bunch of different creators that you can tap into who have YouTube channels, who have podcasts that can really kind of give you some, that you can constantly be in the environment of hearing other creators talk about their creative process, because in that you can glean some things that you could take with you and you could apply right away. That's going to bolster, motivate, and even nurture your creativity if you're in a slump or even if you don't feel like you're creative at all. So family, that has been another episode of SIP Report. So look, as always, all the information that you need is in the description here. So I'm gonna see you next week. I want you to make this week absolutely positively incredible. Apply some of the things that we talked about and let me know how it went for you. All right, love you to life. Peace.